Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to Sisters Supporting Sisters this evening. Welcome. I just would like to briefly introduce our guest before getting into protocols. Miss PD, also known as Miss Poetic Designs, was on the show a couple of weeks ago and we had some technical issues. And so I'm really excited about her reappearing on the show this evening and we're going to be meeting her very shortly. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love. If you haven't yet purchased the book, please do so. It is available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format on AuthorsHouse.com, GoogleBooks.com, Amazon, most places books are sold. Definitely support the poet that supports the poets and purchase the book if you haven't yet. You may also visit my website, PoeticSoulInc.com. The boutique has a autographed soft cover copy if you are available. Free shipping. Definitely go check it out. I am also the owner of Poetic Soul Inc., small business supporting writers with different services as well as creative and artistic gifts, and also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Bronx, New York. I represent my city all day, every day, and now that I've introduced myself, I do hope to have the opportunity to speak to each of you this evening, and you can kick it with Ms. PD and I at any given time. Please feel free. If this is your first time tuning into the Poetic Soul Talk Show, I do hope you are inspired, as we all are, when we have guests on the show. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press star 1 to be placed into queue, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. That's something that Ms. PD also shared with us last time she was on the show, because she is the host of her own Blog Talk Radio talk show, which we will be getting into momentarily. Once again, please press star 1 if you're listening on the phone lines, and I'll get to you before the end of the episode. With any questions, comments, feedback, please feel free once again to join us. If you're listening online, welcome. Please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedbacks. I will read them aloud on the air before the episode is over. If you do choose to speak on the air this evening, please mute all background noise. It is magnified and therefore kind of interferes with our abilities to understand one another. So once again, please mute background noise so that it doesn't appear on the air. Also, please refrain from using any type of profanity. Even though we're all passionate about our ish, we don't want any audience members offended, so please improv if or when necessary. Poetic Soul Talk Show has been on the air for almost a year. We're about 10 days short of a year, to be exact. And so if you haven't yet followed the show, please, please do so. Visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and follow the show, as well as check out some dope episodes with authors from New York City to Canada to Cali and all the way back, as well as writers, artists of all kinds. You can tune in for all episodes once again at that website, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and you know, definitely become a member of this growing and loyal community. I did have a couple of announcements. One, please tune in to the entire episode, and when you're done listening, or when the episode ends, rather, please visit Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram. There is going to be a question posted on every single episode for this month. Considering it's our anniversary month, there will be giveaways. Absolutely free, as long as you are the first person to answer a question correctly that will be posted, and the answer will be given throughout and during this episode. So you have to tune in and stay tuned in so that you'll be able to win a freebie. Everybody likes free stuff. I mean, I know I do. So definitely follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram and answer the question that will be posted moments after this episode ends. I do have Miss PD. I'm not quite sure which number it is, Miss PD, but if you are calling in this evening to speak to Miss PD or myself, once again, we welcome you. But at this point in time, I'm asking that only Miss PD press star 1 on the phone so that I'll know exactly who the guest is, and we'll be able to go straight to her, because I do see that the phones are lit up. And again, that's a beautiful thing. But once again, if you're not Miss PD, please hang up and call right back so that I'll know and be able to introduce her to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. And so once again, I'm going to get into Miss PD's bio momentarily, just to remind you all to please follow the talk show, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2. I see somebody with already sending emojis with a cool face, and thank you so much. I'm not quite sure. Oh, that is, I'm not sure who that is. But whoever you are, we appreciate you, and thank you for sending the cutesy emojis with the sunglasses on. I'm multitasking here. Give me a minute. It's almost the end of the school year, so pardon me if I seem a little bit aloof at times. I'm not doing it intentionally. I'm literally exhausted and cannot wait until my summer vacation begins in approximately 9 days. Miss PD, I'm not quite sure where you are. That's at Art by AMW, Alicia Walter. I'm not quite sure which number is yours, Miss PD. So what I am going to do is going to go to the phone lines. If you are not Miss PD, please don't bother speaking so that I'll know to go to the next number. Let me introduce this phenomenal woman to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. She does a plethora of things. Very inspirational, her story. So my cell phone is saying there's not enough memory for me to open up Miss PD's biography, but the devil is a liar. So here we go. I figured out another way. Dope moment. Tammy T. Bell Davis has always been inspired by creativity and imagination. At the age of 16, she began writing poetry to deal with a heartbreaking loss. Poetry became her comfort in a growing world of uncertainty. It was through poetry that became her way to express her feelings. Her poem, You, was featured in Cream Magazine and published in 1997 Poetry Guild anthology. As time passed, Tammy found another passion, a passion to create unique gifts. Tammy's first personalized gift was a framed personalized poem. From there, the poetic design seed was planted and grew. Poetry gift baskets, pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, invitations, delicious baked goods, and more. You can find her work on her website, poeticdesigns.net. In 2009, Tammy took her love of poetry to another level and started her own social networking site, poeticdesigns.ning.com, which ran through 2013 and is now closed. The site was created for the likes of all creative minds to come together to showcase, network, and shine. A home to creative artists of all arts as poetry, music, dancing, designing, art, hairdressing, and all things creative. Tammy's mission is to bring people together and vibe off each other's talents, thus making the creativity grow even more. She believes people can feed off each other and create beautiful chemistry. 2012 became even bigger for Tammy as she was offered her own Blog Talk radio show called Poetic Designs Radio under the Six Man Radio umbrella. In 2014, after 2 years with Six Man Radio, Tammy started her own station, Poetic Designs Radio, and has 5 different shows that run under her station, further expanding her brand. Tammy, also known as Miss PD on PD Radio, is joined weekly every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with her co-host Black, and together they offer listeners a refreshing show of real talk music and creative artist spotlights. Under the Six Man Radio team, they have well over 500,000 listeners worldwide. You can listen to all their past and present shows at poeticdesigns.net. PD Radio. Tammy also released a book in 2012 called The Sisters Fight, a poetic anthology of awareness, a collaboration with 3 other authors to bring awareness to cancer and bullying, with 30% proceeds going to charity. The book is no longer in circulation due to creative authors. I am going to introduce Miss Tammy Bell, also known as Miss PD, to the talk show. Once again, if I go to you and you are not Miss PD, please just refrain from speaking and I'll go to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Is this Miss PD? No, so it must be this one. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Is this Miss PD?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I know.
How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you? Struggle tonight.
I am. Yes. But we made it. That's all
we
that counts.
We made it. I heard you. The devil is a lie.
Yes. I'm so glad that you were available and able, because I know, not only based on your bio, but also from just following you, that you are a very busy woman. And so thank you in advance for your time and sharing with us this evening all that makes you who you are and Sisters Support and Sisters. I had no other choice but to choose that title to introduce you to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. So thanks a lot, Miss PD.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, Dee Dee. You are phenomenal in your own right, so it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. And so last time, we know there was difficulties, and we still thugged it out and made it through. But, you know, it was kind of interrupted, and I definitely felt like there was not enough time to fully dig into certain things that we discussed. So I want to start off with this title. And we had talked about haters and, you know, people not being supportive of us, because I could also relate, even though we have been or are willing to be supportive of them. And I wanted to flip the coin this evening a little bit and just talk about the beauty of sisters supporting sisters and women supporting women, because you do a lot of that, as I see. And what is the beauty of it all?
The beauty of it all, Dee Dee, I mean, it has to come from your heart. You have to be that individual who thinks of other than yourself and wanting to see the best in others. And that is me. And I, you know, that was instilled in me through my parents. Like, my mother is the most unselfish woman. I mean, and not because she's my mother. Like, I've seen firsthand how unselfish she is, how giving she is, how she helps everybody under the sun, takes no credit for it, and she just does it because she wants to see people progress and be better. And the beauty of it for me is to see, like, there's so much negativity in the world, Dee Dee, that it just turns my stomach. And and as women, you know, we tend to be so catty, and we want to tear each other down. And as a race, and as a, you know, as Black women as a whole, it's even worse. But, you know, we tend to want to tear each other down and don't want to acknowledge each other for the great things that we're doing. And I'm the opposite of that. So if I see a woman and she's doing her thing, she has a legitimate business, she's really trying to make a name for herself and be that positive force in the world, I have to acknowledge that.
Amen.
Amen. It's not in me to turn my back on that and just say, okay, yeah, whatever, and keep going. I can't do that. So I'm hoping with me, you know, going and trying to spread that love, that it catches on. And I feel like it is. I mean, they didn't start with me, and it's not going to end with me, but I definitely see it spreading. And I have met the most beautiful, amazing women online who I've then in turn met in person, who have been to my house, you know, just from meeting them online. And we have this sisterhood that's phenomenal because we have the same mind. You know,
it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it in the world.
Right. Yes, it's nothing like it.
I agree. I agree 1,000%. Y'all are tuned in to Sisters Supporting Sisters. We are talking to Tammy Bell, also known as Miss PD, offering a plethora of creative gifts, designs, desserts, jewelry. And so last time you were on the show, for those of you that may not have been able to tune into that episode, there were some technical difficulties. You were talking about how you've been doing this for so long, as I also read to the audience members in your bio, and you were doing it for 16 years, if I recall correctly, before you decided to walk away from your career and full-time job to pursue this as far as Poetic Designs goes on a full-time basis. And so what advice do you have, including for me, because you can offer wisdom, whereas I'm just starting out in terms of being a small business owner, in terms of not losing sight of the vision, or, you know, one of the things you repeated often was not giving up either. What advice do you have for young women coming up who want to, you know, pursue their own business and chase their dreams?
I say you have to, as I've always said, it has to be your passion. Because I've noticed a lot of people, Dee Dee, they want to start businesses to start a business, you know, to say that they're a business or to say that they're a brand, but the passion is really not there. And I've noticed that a lot of people, they look for the superficial part of, you know, they look into getting their logos and having their T-shirts with the logo on it and all that, but they don't put that same energy into making sure their business is 100%. So I feel like if you have the passion for what you do, it's all going to come. So whatever it is that you're trying to do business-wise, have a deep passion for it, and that passion is going to run you. It's going to drive you. You know, in days you might feel like, I just don't feel like doing it today. That passion is going to kick in and be like, what are you doing? Let's go. You know what I mean? But if you don't have that true passion for it, it's easy for you to give up. And that's just my best advice. Do something that you love. Find your niche. You know, find that thing that truly makes you happy, that's creative for you, and something that you think the public, you know, can benefit from, because that's a big thing too. And you and you just go for it and don't wait. Don't wait. I mean, if you're in your 20s, you know, even as a teenager, if you have a dream of something that you want to do, put the wheels in motion. Do your research. We live in a world now. You can find out anything you want. Get online. Find out how to start your business. Find out the steps you need to go to start that business and go for it. Don't wait, because you don't want to be in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and 60s thinking, dang, why didn't I try
it? I should have.
You know?
Right.
Why didn't
right.
I try it? You know? And that goes for me because, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I started out just doing it for family and friends. Every time, you know, family had any type of events, they called on me to do their centerpieces, their decorating, and all. So it kind of spanned from there. But if I would have took that initiative back then, Poetic Designs would have been to a level where I would be happy with right now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
well, you're definitely
you know, I just
doing
say,
your
go
thing.
For it. Thank you. I'm trying.
Yes. And
it's through God. It's,
I believe.
God. Everything that
yes.
I do is through God.
And it's not so much of a destination as it is, I believe, a journey in terms of seeing it through. It's not something that ends or, you know, reaches a point where you're like, okay, that's it, unless, you know, it's that big of a deal. But if it's passionate, like you said, it will definitely fly in its own right and place. Miss Alicia Walter is saying exactly to everything that you just stated. Those of you that are tuned in, we are talking to Miss PD, Sisters Supporting Sisters. If at any given time you would like to join us in this conversation, please do so by pressing *1 on the phone lines or using the chat box if you're listening online to send questions, comments, feedback, whatever it may be. And so you started off with poetry. And, you know, technology, like you said, has made things so much better. But you started off with poetry and picture frames and writing poetry at the age of 16. And so just share with the audience a little bit of your journey as far as, you know, becoming a writer, poet, because we're not who we are when we begin. We become who we are along the way. So just share a little bit about your love for and passion for poetry.
I mean, basically years ago when I started writing, I had no idea I was even writing poetry. Like, I didn't set out to write poetry. I would just write down my thoughts on paper with what I was dealing with at the time. And I remember my mom, she came across some stuff that I had written, and she looked at me and she said, when did you start writing poetry? And I looked at her with a blank face, and I was like, I don't write poetry. And she said, well, what is this? I was like, my thoughts. And honestly, it just kind of went from there. And, you know, I would write, and, you know, my mom would tell people about things that I've written, and it just kind of blossomed into whatever was happening that day or at that point in time, I wrote about it. It started to rhyme, and it was poetry, basically. And then it got to the point where, you know, the family heard that I wrote poetry. So whenever somebody got married, they asked me to come to their wedding and recite poetry. You know, whenever there was a funeral, I was asked to go there and recite poetry. And it just kind of grew from there. I mean, you know, we have things that happen in our lives that kind of push us to where God wants us to be. And I think, you know, at that time in my life, that's what God was nudging me to at that point, and it led me here.
Very therapeutic.
And I am so in love with words. Like, there's so many poets and, you know, writers, but it's something about, like, I'm addicted to words. I guess, like, if a man can write words, I'm, like, attracted to it. Not in a sexual way. But I'm just attracted to it. Like, I'm attracted to how people's minds work, you know?
Sapio.
And it's
sapio all day.
Yeah.
All
I love it.
All day.
Like, I can listen to people talk all day. You know, don't repeat yourself over and over, because that's my pet peeve. I hate that. But I can listen to people because I like to know how your mind ticks. I like to know that. So when I see somebody, or if I read work by somebody, and it's weird because especially men, You know, because men are used to being like bottled up and don't really say much. So when he can write down his thoughts on paper or, you know, read those words, to me that is so exciting. I love it. So
and, you know,
I'm like in love with words.
It's true. And it's unfortunate, you know, being a teacher and knowing about all these statistics and research, although I don't always necessarily buy into it. They say
mm-hmm.
that men are better with numbers and
mm-hmm.
scientific kind of processes, and women excel
right.
when it comes to reading and writing, which
emotional.
Obviously, right, but thankfully that stat doesn't apply to all men because there are some really
right.
dope poets and writers out there. But, you know, I think
yes.
as far as the sapial factor goes, I think that there's some type of magic and mystery involved with
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out where a person is or what inspired them to create something that, you know, makes you go, whoa, and you got to kind of step back. So thank you for that
mm-hmm.
answer. Shout out to Poetic Heart. She's listening online, and she said, hey, and it was a good word to say, don't wait. That was for you.
Yes.
And Alicia Walter is saying, yup, yup. So, you know, we're all in agreement here on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. Love the love, and I appreciate the love, too, as well, Ms. PD. If y'all are tuned in, y'all would like to share, speak, comment, please don't be intimidated or hesitant at all. Press star 1 on
no.
the phone line.
Call up. I want to hear from you guys. Say
come
hey.
Come on, y'all. Yes.
And come on. We want to have a party.
And the phone lines is lit up, and everybody is listening. Shout out to Unleashed03. She's probably shaking her head at me right now. She's my Velcro, and she's been a supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show since day one, since before it even existed, and has never
wow.
spoken on the air before. But we don't want to pressure her. We just want to say, hey, Unleashed, we see you. Okay.
Hey, Unleashed.
So, we would love to hear, I know we also exist. We'd love to hear your poetry,
mm-hmm.
and you have two pieces to share with us this evening. I'm not quite sure which one you feeling like you should share first, so I'll let you
okay.
share the title, and yes, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay, great. The first one I'm going to read is called If I Could Imagine. It's about love, and I wrote this piece. This piece is very old, Dee Dee. I wrote this piece in 2002. And
oh,
it's still
wow.
dear to my heart. Yes.
I'm listening.
Okay. If I could imagine the purest love from a beautiful mind and a virgin hand, virgin in the sense that you're not too selfish to understand, that when you touch me, I should be able to feel such an explosive energy, too good to be real. If I could imagine the sight of love, the truest beauty contained inside, which flows to the outer vision of the eyes, exposing a passion that can't be denied. You'd have me on lock, and I stay there with pride. If I could imagine the smell of your skin, an aroma of which can stimulate sin, a joy so unbelievable caught up in a blend, mixing sunshine, rain, and just a pinch of poison. All of this imagination, I swear, has me fooled. To actually find what I've conjured up in my mind has left me with no clue. Can there possibly exist, somewhere in the mist, a love that is capable of all this? A love so rewarding is felt in the kiss. A love unimagined, no longer a myth, if I could imagine.
Well, you done went through all five senses. You done went from taste to touch to smell to listen to watching. That was a dope piece. I love it. I mean, the imagery in it. I could just close my eyes while you speak and kind of just create this visual scheme of how things went. And you said you wrote that how long ago?
2002.
So your poem is older than the students that I teach. That's kind of hot. So what's next for Miss PD? I mean, all of the things that you do, which you all got to go to her website and take a moment to digest it all, poeticdesigns.net. But what's next for you? What is it that you're looking forward to creating, accomplishing? Yeah, what's next?
I mean, honestly, something I've been thinking about since I started radio, I would love to have a talk show. I would, that that would be my dream at this point, to further my brand and to complete it, for me to have a talk show. And I was talking to my partner, and, you know, we're going to work on trying to make that happen. You know, I don't care if it's a YouTube talk show to kick off, but that is my dream at this point, to do, you know, an on-air talk show.
Wow.
TV talk show. Yeah.
Please.
Because you know
why?
I just love to have fun. I like to, you know, talk about topics and things that are happening. And I'm a silly girl. I just like to laugh and have a good time. And I would just love to be able to do that on TV and share, mm-hmm. and share my silliness with the world. So that is my dream.
Well, that will definitely, I feel that will definitely happen. So I'm going to just, you know, claim it in your name and definitely
Aww.
Keep me and us posted for all of those
of
future
course.
Endeavors. Yes,
of
and
course.
So tell audience members where they can, aside from poeticdesigns.net, where they can see what you do, see you, learn more about you and the gifts that you possess.
Well, like you said, my website, a lot of things that I do are on my website, poeticdesigns.net. You can also check out my Facebook page as well. My business Facebook page is facebook.com/poeticdesignsttb. I am on Twitter at poeticdesigns1. And I'm on IG as poeticdesigns1. I'm on Twitter as poeticdesigns. So, you know, I'm everywhere. Not hard to
yes.
find.
Everywhere. Y'all have to check her out on whatever social media sites you frequent the most, or just by going to her website, poeticdesigns.net. Y'all are tuned in to Sisters Supporting Sisters this evening. The phone lines and the website is lit up. Please
yes.
join us. Press *1. And speak to us this evening. Please join us in the chat box as well. Send questions, comments, and feedbacks. What keeps you going? What keeps
God.
You going? We're all human. There you go. All right.
God. And I'm not trying to get spiritual on everybody. I'm not one of those people who, you know, I'm not in church 5 times a week or even once a week. I just have a strong belief in my faith, and everything that's happening for me, it's credit to God, because for me to even be able to leave my job after 16 years to do this, and it's not easy, you know, financially it's not easy, but I'm rewarded because God is telling me it's going to work. God is telling
That's
me
right.
this is your calling. This is why I put you here. It's going to work. And it may not be on the level that everybody thinks it should be, but it's the level where God wants me to be. So he keeps me going. He keeps me going, definitely. Yeah,
you
and
don't
I
want
have
to turn it into church.
No,
but,
and my husband, you know, I thank God for him because my husband, oh my gosh, he's my biggest cheerleader. He pushes me like you wouldn't believe. He believes in me so strongly, and it's because of him. You know, I had to talk with him and what I wanted to do, and he said, "Go for it." He had no hesitation. He said, "Go for it. I believe in you." And there
and
you
that's
go.
A beautiful thing. And,
yes.
and to the ladies out there that might be a little vinegary, it exists. just not shout nobody out because, you know, we all have histories. But, yes, definitely
mm-hmm.
believe in that and in yourself. And you had to have at least
mm-hmm.
the courage to even present it and believe in it enough to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till I get to that point in my life
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, you know, fully self-sufficient
mm-hmm.
on just the small business. So this is a very inspirational episode, and I appreciate, you know, what you're doing in terms of even just being the face of a person with courage and faith. I was going to say while you were speaking, you know, in the Bible
mm-hmm.
it says not to take it to church, but God makes sure
mm-hmm.
that the sparrows in the sky eat. So he's going to make sure that you eat regardless,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that resonate within me while you were speaking. And so
mm-hmm.
we're going to do this, you know, little special part of the Poetic Soul Talk Show where I throw a word out there and I would just like for you to define it in your own words. Yes, ma'am. It's just,
I'm bad at this, Edie.
No, you was great the last time. And I mean, I was like, okay, well, we have some competition here in terms of I need to make the words just a little bit more challenging. So,
okay.
And I know you'll rise to it. So the first word is art.
I'm sorry, what is it? Art or heart?
A-R-T. A-R-T. Yes.
Okay. You want to know what art means to me?
Yes.
Is that the question? Okay.
Yes, to define it in your own words.
I keep using this word, but that's what it is. Art is passion. Art is passion. Mm. Whatever is passionate in your spirit that you feel the need to get out of your soul, that is art. There's no limit to it. I mean, that's what it
passion.
Is for me. Passion.
That's what it is.
I mean, whatever that passion is that's in you that you have that need to get out, not just something you want to do, but that need, that desire to get out, that's art. That's what it is.
Okay.
No matter what form
okay.
it is.
That's what it is. It's passion.
That's what it is.
So what is passion? And it's funny that you said that. I didn't know that you were going to say that. I have four words written down, and art and passion are right below each other. So you use that word a lot the last time we did this episode. Yes, you do. And so to you, what is passion? Please don't say it's art. That's cheating.
No, no. But as I explained with the art, passion is that desire in you that you have to get out. That is, like, it cannot sit in your spirit. You have to get out. That's what passion is to me. Like with my work, like, I don't create just to create. It's a passion. And, like, you know, my husband will even tell you, like, my skin literally itched. Like, if I get an idea, my skin is itching until I produce it. Like, it's a passion. It's a desire. It's not like, oh, I'm going to sit down today and make this. No, it's like this burning thing. Like, it's in my spirit, and I have to get it out. So that's passion. And that's why I create and do so many things, because it's passion for me. It's something that
right.
I have to do.
That's an excellent definition. It's almost like in the way that you're describing it, like giving birth. You know, you're scratching
that's
your itching.
It
you
yeah.
can't sleep. You know, you're like, no, I have to get this done. I don't know when the last time I had a full night's sleep, and I haven't even touched the iceberg on things that I want to do. I'm just looking forward to it. I think that was a very dope definition, especially with the itching part, because that was deep.
You're feeding it. But you know, you're going to do it, Dee Dee. You're going to do it. Everybody comes into it at their own time. There's no timeline for it.
And there's no pressure except for that need to deliver. Like, you know, you kind of alluded to, you have to deliver it. And until you do, it's just going to be the thought in the back of your mind of when you do. I just love that definition. Thank you so much for sharing
You're
that.
Welcome.
Someone said, a poetic heart said that you are preaching about passion, and you should. I love it. I can relate, and I love it.
I love the love. I love the love. Thank you so much. I mean, I just want us all to get it. That's it. I want us all to get it, especially as women.
And it's
we got to get
room.
It, ladies. It's enough room. That's the thing, you know. Ladies, we got to stop this negativity. There's enough room for all of us, and we don't understand. I don't know why we don't pick up on it, but when one shine, we all shine. I mean, shining does not take away from you, Dee Dee. You, Dee Dee, shining
all.
Does not take away from me. It
right.
does not. That you know, the sky is lit up at night because there's more than one star shining.
Amen. And
you see
yes.
what I'm saying? Like, we got to get off this kick, ladies. Really. Like, come on. Let's get it together.
And if nothing else, just at least find the peace of mind and security to be happy for those that are doing it. I mean, in the regard of you doing it, you've been doing it for a long time. You've paved the way to some extent for myself as well as others to be able to do the same thing. And we are paving the way for the younger women and artists and writers coming up and want to be able to pursue this. I mean, it's all a matter of passing the torch and, you know, sharing the bread, so to speak. We do have a caller that is waiting to speak. I see you. I'm going to be with you momentarily. I have two more words to ask Ms. PD, and then we're going to get right to you. Please define sisterhood.
Sisterhood is women of the same mind. We are the same mind, the same goals. You know, we want to uplift each other. You know, there's no negativity. There's no envy. You know, there's none of that. It's just women who have the same goal of achieving and uplifting each other, you know, to be where we need to be, and that's sisterhood. And I thank God, and that's sisterhood. I have no blood sister, so I thank God for the sisters that he has brought into my life.
Amen.
And I learned from all of them.
As you should, and I'm sure that they also learn from you. I know that I do. I'm taking mental notes as we speak. And the last word is challenge.
Mm-hmm. Challenge?
Yes.
Ooh. Challenge. Oh, okay. Challenges are a part of life. Challenges are a part of life. You know, they're curveballs that are thrown at us, but a challenge to me is something I need to overcome. It's like that stepping stone, like, you know, that curveball thrown at you to see if you're going to get it, and, like, I'm determined to get it. Like, I'm not going to let you block me. So challenge, I welcome it. So it's something that's put in a way to kind of question you, but it's how you deal with it to show how bright you are. So that's what challenge means to me.
We thank you so much. You answer those with grace and poise, as you should. And we have two callers waiting to speak. Before I get to you, just to remind everyone, even those that tuned in a little bit late, you are still very welcome. Hoping you're enjoying the episode thus far as we kick it with Miss PD on Sisters Supporting Sisters this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are also welcome to join us in addition to those waiting by pressing *1 on the phone lines or by utilizing the chat box as Alicia Walter, also known as Art by AMW, and Poetic Heart, also known as I Am Poetic Heart, both on Instagram, are using the chat box. Please join them and us this evening. I'm going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dee Dee. It is Untamed. I'm calling from Georgia.
I thought I recognized that number. How are you?
That's my love.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm relaxed and refreshed, so I'm doing pretty good.
That's great.
I was just calling in because this was the perfect moment to call in. You know, you were throwing out the words and sisterhood and challenge and passion and, you know, just the testament because Miss Petey is my sister for life. She just said she don't have blood sisters. So she is one of my sisters who I have to claim that sometimes I do think we're blood, you know, just God had to separate all that awesomeness.
Yes.
He had to spread that awesomeness around, you know. Different families.
Couldn't have it all in one place. And it's funny, shout out to Author Untamed, too. I met Miss PD on Poetic Soul Talk Show the first time. Author Untamed was on the show called Healing Hands, and Miss PD called in to show Author Untamed love on the air and to share in this moment of quote-unquote sisterhood. And so just to have you back on the air, Author Untamed, while Miss PD is now the guest, this really personifies, you know, the bond that you two have, as well as the beauty of sisterhood. And by the way, please support Author Untamed with her fourth and final book in the Never No More series. Yes, please go get her book.
She is so welcome. Yes.
Yeah, and let me tell you, like, everything that Ms. TD is saying, she is true to form. Like, you know, you have some people you listen to, you're like, I wonder, you know, if this is really true. Like, everything she's saying is so true. She is a huge supporter of everybody else, and I promise you, I don't see how she has time to do it, but she is a huge supporter of everybody, and I know she stays busy and on the ground 24/7. Like, literally, she is doing something. She's always creating something, always challenging herself, always pushing herself, and she does it with such excellence and class and quality. And I support her because of who she is, and I support her brand because it is just excellent. Like, you wouldn't to look at
y'all.
All the things that she creates and the things that she does, you can tell that she is truly touched by God, both in her personality and the things that she does. Because she does everything with such detail and love and attention and care, from just her words of encouragement and her friendship, even down to, you know, the cookies she makes, the bracelets, the anklets, the, you know, the poetry, everything that she does, she truly, honestly, wholeheartedly puts everything she has into it. And I just love her. I just love her.
Aww,
I
met
her online myself, and I promise you, you would think that I have known her my entire life. But I met her online or something. But that's just how genuine she is.
Well, that is such a, that's beautiful.
Can I just say quickly, like, you know, like, I'm about to cry because I'm such a fat. Chrissy, I mean, I love her dearly. She is one of those ones, as I mentioned earlier, that I met online. She is my sister for life. That will never change because God brought us together. But she is one of those women that I met online who I then met in person. When we met in person, she came to my home, and it was like angels. It was like, it was easy. It was breezy. It was like, it was home. When I saw her in person for the first time, it's like, it's rare to find people like that you can connect with. And Untamed is one of those women. Everything she said about me is her tenfold. Because just knowing her history and knowing everything that she is doing, I'm encouraged by her, and I'm older. I learned from her as well. You know, just watching her move as a woman, she's beautiful. Her spirit is genuine and beautiful.
I've gotten that vibe from her. And also, for those of you that are tuned in, Poetic Heart says she's so ready for book number 4. Well, Poetic Heart, it is available. Pre-order, definitely follow at Author Untamed on Instagram or Author Untamed on Facebook. I follow her on both places. And, you know, tune into what she's created and some of her journey. She was also a guest on This Side of Heaven when she released a book of poetry that was just so darn inspirational. I mean, I had goosebumps throughout the whole interview. So these those that we are speaking to are not strangers to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. But also, Alicia Walter said sisterhood is beautiful. And Poetic Heart said, this is so sweet. My sisters don't live in my town, so I miss having a physical sisterhood. This is wonderful. Too bad you ladies don't live close to me. Aw. Well, we're there in spirit. We're there.
That's right.
We are. And I also wanted to share, well, the phone lines is lit up now. So, Author Untamed, you just opened the gate to the voices. And so we appreciate you and thank you and look forward to you being a guest on the show again to talk about this entire Never No More series. You know, I'll email you or DM you about a date and time to that. But thank you so much. I don't want to. I could listen to y'all go back and forth all night, quite honestly, because I just love it. But I don't want to shun the other callers who have found the courage to call in. So, Author Untamed, please stay with us and blessings with the new book release and, you know, keep us updated.
You.
Yes.
Thank you, Chrissy, for calling. Thank you.
You're
love
welcome.
You, girl.
Love you.
Hold on one moment. And so we're going to go to the phone lines. I just wanted to quickly say, she said, PD, you can say that. I was getting ready to read your chat. You're talking on the phone and chatting at the same time. You are multitasking over there. Callers, I see you waiting. I'm going to definitely get to you. Everyone that's tuned in, you're listening to Sisters Supporting Sisters on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. I wanted to quickly say, I have two older sisters. I'm the baby. And they're my father's daughters, and, you know, much older than I am, but I don't have the bond with them that I would like to. I have bonds with my nieces and nephews, but that's a little different. But even with publishing and interacting with people, and there's just so many, I can't even name them all, but the bond of women, I just can't say it enough, women with women, whether it's mother to mother, wife to wife, you know, wife to single woman, mother to not a mother yet, you know, Christian to Christian, it's just something so sincere and genuine about it when it is with women who understand the bond that women have. You know, I don't want to give too much credit to the catty women because they're really non-factors in my opinion. Thank God I haven't had many negative experiences with them. But for those that may hate or have whatever envy within their heart, God protects me from all of that. I'm also a believer. But I just wanted to shout that out real quick with what Poetic Heart had said. We're going to go to the phone lines because we are running out of time. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Shah. I'm calling from New York.
How are you?
Mr. Shah.
How you doing? I'm doing good. I was tuning in tonight listening to the show. Definitely a big supporter of my best friend, Miss PD. I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you and you know, I'm very proud of you and the brand that you've created and that you got out there and pushing. And I hope that you will be dropping another one of those poetic albums again because you was killing that on the SoundCloud. If people haven't heard it, y'all need to go check that out, Poetically Designed.
Aww.
And you know, I'm like the busiest man on the earth. But
yeah, you are.
Always feel like, you know, when you care about people, you love them, you should show them and pay respect. So it doesn't mean anything to stop what I'm doing, to listen to you on your show, doing your thing, and call up and say that. I'm very proud of you. You know, you're my best friend. So I just want you to keep doing what you got to do. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I know you got other callers, but I definitely wanted to show love. And I'm a big supporter of you. And you always support everybody. And, you know, you do it without needing thanks and everything, and I always support you too, and it's just feeling
yes,
you too. So I see like how true and a real person you are, and it shines through like with everything you touch and all your talent. So I just want to say keep doing what you got to do, and I'm very proud of you. And don't get mushy, okay? Don't get sad.
Thank
but,
you so much.
But I'm definitely
too late,
locked in.
And
I'm like, yeah, I'm very proud of her. And keep doing your thing, PD.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
that.
Much.
For a man to call in and say that is just dope, too. It's been all women. I'm like, where's the testosterone? Well, there it is.
There
thank
it
you
is.
So much.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Shaw.
Right.
I
all
really
right.
appreciate that.
No, you know it. You already know.
All
right,
y'all
look at that. I'm tuned in.
Us.
I'm tuned in. I am tuned in. All right.
Hold on one moment. We're going to the next caller, Ms. PD. You may have to throw that poem up on Instagram if you don't mind, so I have to repost because the phone lines is on fire. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
How are y'all? This is Lady J Flavors calling from Alabama.
Shoot. Hi,
how
honey.
Are you? I'm good. Hey, Ms. PD.
Hello.
No,
you're calling from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama in the house.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. But I just wanted to call up and show her some love, man, because she always showing me love, like, from day one. It's been, like, 2 years, and she always been the same person. You know what I'm saying? She's, like, the epitome of what a real loyal female should be. You know, so
aww.
I just wanted to call up and show her nothing but love and respect. And anybody who doesn't know her, get to know her. Because I'm telling you, you'll make a lifelong friend. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Jay, you know I love you so much. You are so dope. I love you. That's
no
family.
Yes,
well, please shout out to the Instagram page. We're going to make this little network a big deal. Wait, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm
barely.
On Instagram, but I be on Facebook. I don't know how to do it. I don't get it. But I mean, posting on page, I mean, I can't do it. I mean, I'm on there. Y'all can look me up, Lady J Flavors, FLAVAZ. And I'm on Facebook, Lady J Flavors.
Lady J Flavors at Facebook as well?
Yeah, on Facebook, on Twitter. My name is the same everywhere, so it's easy.
Okay, I'm going to follow you. For those of y'all tuned in, please tune in. You from my father's state, God rest his soul, Alabama. I just love the love. I'm going to definitely follow you and, you know, see what's going on your end, supporting, just broadening the support band. But thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Yes, thank you, Jay.
Y'all have a good night. You're welcome.
Yeah, you too. Stay tuned in. Aww. We have one more caller this evening. And before I go to this last caller, this will be the last caller of the evening because we only have 5 minutes more on the air. I just wanted to thank everyone who tuned in, whether you spoke or not this evening. Please definitely support Miss PD, PoeticDesigns.net, Poetic Designs 1 on Instagram, cookies, keychains, pillows, pens, poetry cards, inspiration, wisdom. Definitely follow and support her. I also really quickly wanted to invite everyone who tuned in this evening to tomorrow night's open mic edition of the Poetic Soul Talk Show in honor of my boo forever and ever, amen. Tupac would have been 41 years old had he not been killed. If you have any feedback, poetry, comments that you would like to share, feel free to come back and join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, as I said, we're going to go to the phone lines. Nobody's been left out, thank God. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Valencia calling in from Kentucky.
Oh,
hello. You know, good and well I had to come through and show love.
That's my love.
I never get tired of, if you hear Miss PD, you're going to see me somewhere showing love. I never get tired of supporting, showing thanks, the encouragement. And, you know, even if she don't say anything, I know she's always got my back without a doubt. So this right here, everything everybody said is, I tenfold agree. I'm not going to get all sappy and everything like Chris. I'm the baby of this bunch. So therefore,
yes, you
I'm
going
to do that. but it's definitely an honor to know somebody that's true to their word and, you know, sits back. You learn a whole lot because, honestly, I was comfortable in a lot of positions that I was just like, okay, I just want to do this and that be it. But being beside somebody like Miss PD, you realize that the limitations are only what you put on yourself.
You can
grow and you don't have to be intimidated by anybody because it's you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, as many people out there that could be doing possibly the same thing, she put such her own spin on it that you don't know that you're dealing with a Miss PD. That's it.
Aww.
You know, it don't matter how many people try to duplicate it. Don't matter how many people try to sit there and say, I can do it because she did it. You going to know it's an original from Miss PD. Everything else, it ain't even worth it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You see the sisterhood, Dee Dee? And I'm just going to say quickly, because I know your time is running down, but again, Valencia, she's another one of those, you know, she's come to my home twice. She's in Kentucky and I'm in New Jersey, and she has came to visit me twice. And then the second time, her and Untamed came together to visit. These are women, again, that I met online who have become my sisters, my family, and I love them dearly. And even though I'm older than both of them, I still learn from them. And I just, I love you so much, V. Thank you. Thank
you.
For those of y'all that don't know,
put that out there.
Valencia is also an author that's been on a talk show before, Timeless Ink, Timeless Clock. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Timeless Everything. Support her as well. Very beautiful soul. I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed at this moment. I love it all. I mean, and we need to do this a lot more often just because of the face of women and the way
we
are sometimes
portrayed.
We need
to get together.
I'm down for it.
For all of us together, meet somewhere and, you know, have a sisters conference. That would be amazing.
Yes, over. And I see you, Miss PD, with the Paul Mason. I take a sip of that with some Moscato on the side.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I love it.
Valencia, hold on one moment. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, V.
And so we are wrapping it up. Blog Talk Radio and already said 10 seconds. I don't really care. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening to Sisters Support and Sisters. All the beautiful, sincere, inspirational messages that you shared with us this evening, Ms. Petey, as well as those who called in who fully confirm, of course, that there's nothing fake about you, and I never thought that there was, or you wouldn't have been invited on the talk show twice, or, you know, to all future endeavors. I just appreciate your story and all that you have to say. Is there anything you would like to say to the audience members that you didn't have a chance to share during the interview?
Just believe in yourself, go for your dreams, and make it happen.
Amen. Well, this can't be the last of it. I definitely hope that you call in soon and we can schedule another interview at some point in time. I don't feel like an hour ever is enough. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm hoping that this gains more women for you to possibly mentor in that regard. We all need positive models. And just thank you very much, Ms. PD, for being that to so many.
I thank you, DD, for all that you're doing for sisters as well. So thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Y'all need to go to Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram real quick. I'm going to repost Ms. PD for those of you that don't follow her, so you can follow her directly from my page or, again, poeticdesigns.net, as well as to win the giveaway this evening. May you all have a blessed evening and join us tomorrow night, same place, same time. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.